Montana talks here. Live and local. This is Montana Talks with Aaron Flint.
When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger for thousands of appetizing ingredients that inspire countless mouthwatering meals. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week and up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with points. So you can get big flavors and big savings. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.
Taking your calls live, 406-294-0970. Montana Talks with Aaron Flint.
All right, guys. Well, we've got a Frago on the show this hour for you here this morning. If you heard yesterday, I put together a little promo that some of you may have heard on your local radio stations that today in the 8 o'clock hour of the show, we were supposed to be joined by Democrat congressional candidate Monica Tranel. As you know, we've had several Democrat candidates join us here on Montana Talks over the years. Monica Tranel was a Democrat congressional candidate last election cycle. She came up short against Montana's Western District Congressman and former Trump Interior Secretary Ryan Zinke. And then now she's running against Zinke again. But I don't think she's ever joined us on this radio show to take your phone calls, but she was scheduled to join us today. And then kind of last minute, I got a heads up from her campaign that apparently they're saying that there's basically a family emergency regarding one of her family members. And so that's why they're saying that she can now no longer join you here on Montana Talks and take your phone calls here on the show this morning. So anyway, that's the quick frago. We'll have phone lines open for you instead. But yeah, we had Democrat congressional candidate Monica Tranel scheduled to join us on the show. As you know, we offer up an open invite where, you know, frankly, candidates don't even need to be scheduled. They can simply call into this show unannounced, you know, just like you can call into the show unannounced right now at 406-294-0970. But yeah, there's been a couple of things in the news. One in the news here just in the last week. And I hadn't really covered this story much yet, A, because there's a lot of other things to cover on a daily basis. But B, you know, I knew that we were working to schedule Democrat congressional candidate Monica Tranel to join us on the show. So I thought, no, let's save that story for when she's on the show with us, and then she can respond to this story. You know, it just seems like a nice thing to do, a fair thing to do, and an informative way of going about things. But, yeah, nonetheless, her team said that she had to cancel here at the last minute for today's show. But the big question that I wanted to talk about, and then more importantly, I wanted to get to your phone calls. I wanted to give you a chance to give your comments or your questions to the candidate. But the big one is this flip-flop on the southern border. This was actually it was a week and a half ago now. A week and a half ago, FoxNews.com, Fox News had this story. Democrat congressional candidate Monica Tranel appears to be changing her tune on the fentanyl crisis this cycle after previously suggesting that the deadly drug was not coming from the southern border. So, yeah, last election cycle, she said that fentanyl was not coming into Montana because of the wide open southern border. But now, much like Kamala Harris, much like flip-flop flat-top John Tester, they're changing their tune. She's changing her tune. I'll play the audio and more and get to your phone calls right after this.
Securing America.
President Biden speaking Tuesday at a meeting of the Global Coalition to Address Synthetic Drug Threats, held on the sidelines of the United Nations General Assembly meeting. The president making clear,
this is a national security threat.
Death by synthetic opioids remains the number one cause of death of Americans 18 to 49. Secretary of State Antony Blinken on why the issue is a global challenge.
People ship precursor chemicals, the ingredients that go into fentanyl, from one country to another. Criminals make them into synthetic drugs and then sell them in a third country.
The coalition now has 150 member countries. President Biden says it's starting to make a difference.
More fentanyl has been seized at our border in the last 2 years than the previous 5 years combined.
He says American overdoses are now down about 10%, but
we cannot let up.
Kevin Uretsky, Fox News.
When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger. For thousands of appetizing ingredients that inspire countless mouthwatering meals. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week, and up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with points. So you can get big flavors and big savings. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.
Man, it is going to be hard to top Tuesday's Montana Talks. What an incredible statewide show with Roundup Mayor Sandra Jones talking about the big pro-coal rally taking place in Roundup 4 to 6 p.m. Friday afternoon. And then the mission pilot for the SpaceX Polaris Dawn mission, Kid Petit, joined us. He talked about their training mission in the Bozeman area, their walk in space, and the landing, the splashdown. It was incredible. Montana Talks statewide, 9 to 10, right here.
When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger. For thousands of appetizing ingredients that inspire countless mouthwatering meals. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices. Plus, extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week. And up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with points. So you can get big flavors and big savings. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.
This is where Montana talks. Montana Talks with Aaron Flint.
Yeah, so one of the things that I had planned on getting her response to or having her explain a little bit more for us is Democrat congressional candidate Monica Tranell. This was back in May. She was on camera. Libs of TikTok shared this video. She was on camera saying that men should be allowed to play in women's sports, that men should be allowed to play in girls' sports. Now, apparently, she's now flip-flopping on that as the election gets closer, but she's basically taken the same position that flip-flop, flat-top John Tester has taken here, because he actually voted in support of allowing men in girls' sports. Here's part of the audio that was shared by Libs of TikTok back in May.
I think trans kids need to be able to participate, right? I think sports is such a critical piece of life.
And now, nobody would disagree necessarily with that statement. Yeah, if there's a young boy who may struggle with identity issues, that boy should be allowed to play sports. But it doesn't mean that that boy should be allowed to play girl sports and take away opportunities from girls. Doesn't mean that a man should be able to take away sports opportunities from women. But yeah, that man, no matter how he identifies, okay, yeah, let him play sports. Right? And so, she actually spoke in support of specific legislation that would do just that. And you remember John Tester, liberal Senator John Tester, voted in support of allowing men into girls' sports. But the real big one I wanted to get to, because to me, this is a huge issue. I think if you got out there and talked with Montanans, in fact, we did a survey. The cool thing about this tele-town hall meeting we did with Senator Steve Daines the other night. When you do these tele-town hall meetings, you can actually do a survey. You can take a poll of all of the people on the phone call. Imagine if right now, every single one of our listeners had, you know, if this was a phone call instead of a radio show, if this was a phone call and all of you, tens of thousands of people across Montana, were on the same phone call. And imagine if you could press the button number one, if you think the economy is the most important issue, inflation. Press button number two, if you believe that education is the number one topic. press button number three if you believe that border security is the most important topic. We asked that question during that Teletown Hall meeting, and people could do just that. They could press the button on their phone right then and there, and we got immediate results. And the biggest number of responses said that border security was the number one issue. And John Tester knows that, and Kamala Harris knows that, and Monica Tranels knows that. And that's why these far-left candidates are all three now flip-flopping on the border. Kamala Harris even has Trump's border wall featured in her campaign commercials. John Tester wants you to think he supports the border wall, even though he mocked the border wall, even though he voted in support of Joe Biden's open borders agenda. And Monica Tranel, what did she have to say? This was Monica Tranel back in 2022 when she first tried to run for that Western Congressional District. Here's what she had to say.
I've talked to the DEA agents here. I've done ride-alongs with law enforcement across this district, and it is a significant issue where we are, but where it's coming from is not the southern border. It's being made in China, and how it's getting here is a complex series of things that are happening, and shutting down the border is not going to reduce the fentanyl crisis.
Oh, really? Did you, when you were doing those ride-alongs with the DEA, did you ask them about that? Because, man, it'd sure be interesting. I wonder if she's listening right now. If not, we could probably get her reaction to this. Stacey Zinn, who was the head of the DEA back in 2022. Stacey, would you say that shutting down the southern border from all these illegal aliens, that for some reason that would not help with the fentanyl fight in Montana? It'd be really interesting to get her take as the head of the DEA at the time. I think we already know what her take is because she joined us on the radio several times, not only back in, I think, 2022, but since that point. But, yeah, FoxNews.com saying that now she appears to be changing her tune. She said now she is basically claiming that she would support border security. Tranel said in a new campaign ad posted on X earlier this month, quote, "We have a real crisis at the border. We need to secure the border, hire more Border Patrol agents, and go after the drug cartels to stop the flow of illegal drugs like fentanyl." Madison Atkinson, spokeswoman for the Montana Republican Party, said this in response to Fox News, quote, "Train wreck Tranel is talking tough on the border now that it's an election year, but Montanans know she will work directly under the Harris Walls banner to unleash more crime and border chaos on Montanans while also supporting boys to play in girls' sports." So this is just, to me, and that's why I wanted to get her reaction to all of this, because what this looks like to all of us is basically you've got Monica Tranel, John Tester, Kamala Harris, all pursuing the same flip-flopping campaign strategy, which appears disingenuous, dishonest to Americans and to Montanans, where they are claiming to support border security. They are claiming to want to crack down on fentanyl and on the border. But in the meanwhile, their policies that they've supported, basically Tester is a far-left activist. Everything we've seen from Monica Tranel is she is a far-left activist. And Kamala Harris, I mean, again, all you got to do is roll the tape with her. And it is straight up obvious that Kamala Harris is outright lying about her policy positions, from fracking to beef to the border and more. All right, we'll get into your phone calls right after this. Tom in Bozeman and then Nick in Kalispell.
I'm Chad Pergram with the Speaker's Lobby. Senate Minority Leader Mitch McConnell is stepping down as Republican leader later this year. Leadership elections for the new Congress usually happen sometime in mid-November after the election. But McConnell has rejected a push by some conservatives to delay the election until December. Senate Minority Whip John Thune of South Dakota, former GOP Whip John Cornyn, and Republican Florida Senator Rick Scott are running to succeed McConnell. A delay could leave more time for former President Trump to weigh in or for a last-minute dark horse candidate to rise. Such a scenario could also boost Scott, who also ran against McConnell 2 years ago, or Montana Senator Steve Daines. Daines is in charge of the GOP's election efforts this year, and so far he's not running. McConnell has also rejected the push to impose term limits on the next leader. Senate Republican Conference Chairman John Barrasso is the person charged with making decisions about when Senate Republican members will hold their internal elections. Barrasso also considered running to succeed McConnell, but right now he's the only contender for whip. With the Speaker's Lobby, Chad Pergram, Fox News.
When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger. For thousands of appetizing ingredients that inspire countless mouthwatering meals. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices. Plus, extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week. And up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with points. So you can get big flavors and big savings. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.
This is where Montana talks. Montana Talks with Aaron Flint.
All right, phone lines are open for you, 406-294-0970. We've got phone lines open right now. If you got something you want to talk about or you want to jump in on the conversation with something that I bring up, give us a call right now. Coming up at 8:40, there is a presentation for our Billings area listeners. There is a presentation tonight. Where did I put that flyer at here? Well, if I missed... Oh, there it is. All right, here we go. Presentation tonight. The Biden Laptop Report presentation. Garrett Ziegler is the founder of a 501c3 called Marco Polo. I heard an interview he did on Glenn Beck's program earlier this summer, but he is doing a presentation in Billings tonight. The Biden Laptop Report presentation. He's going to join us to talk about that here in just a few minutes. And then after that, we'll have phone lines open for the rest of the 8 o'clock hour and then on through the 9 o'clock hour of the show as well. Let's go to Tom in Bozeman. First up on the phone lines, Tom, great to hear from you. What's on your mind?
Yeah, good morning, Aaron. I'm going to shift gears a little bit. Tomorrow night, there's a forum for Supreme Court candidates. And people have to recognize how critical these elections are in the state this year. There's a judge in Sydney, Bittigieri. I'm not able to attend, but I hope someone would ask her the question. The Montana Trial Lawyers Association, an extremely liberal group, goes under the pseudonym Montanans for Fairness and Justice in the Legal System. Well, they've given her campaign over $200,000, and the last thing trial lawyers are interested in is fairness and justice. Most of these guys are criminal defense attorneys, and all that's important is winning. I mean, they would try to get an acquittal for the devil if they could, if that meant they were going to get paid and they were going to win the case. So these people know that a vote for her is a vote for soft on crime, going out of your way to support wacko causes like the kids suing for their climate change grievances. I mean, she is going to be terrible on the Supreme Court. She's an extreme left-wing person, and we don't need another one of these. Her campaign is getting tens of thousands of dollars of money from out-of-state. Why in the world would out-of-state people be pumping money into a Montana Supreme Court race? That's because they want to keep our state, liberal. We've got a good governor, we've got a good legislature, and every time they try to do something positive, the Supreme Court strikes it down. And people around the country, liberals, the John Soros's around the country, they will see that, and they know that they can flip these local elections. They're focusing more and more in recent years on local elections, local DAs, because yeah, they know that if they could twist things around, even in a state like Montana, starting at the grassroots level, they're eventually going to succeed. And they're
they know that the national left wing outfits and the national Democrats and the Montana Democrats, they know that they're that they're losing the Montana people. They've lost the people of Montana, which means that's why they lost so many legislative races. That's why they've lost so many statewide offices. That's why they're likely to lose John Tester's seat. But they know that they can lose every election out there, but as long as they control the Montana Supreme Court, they believe that they can control everything, that they can stop everything. They can shut down every mine. They can shut down every timber project. They can shut down your small business. They can shut down your political speech. Whatever it is, they can shut it down. They will shut down it. They will overturn any law in the legislature that they want to overturn. So what they've done is they said, you know what, look, we've lost the people, but we still want to control the people. And so all we need to do is control the Montana Supreme Court and we can control the people. And I was driving down Pauley in Billings last night going to a great event for Attorney General Austin Knutson. And you know, when you pass the yards with the yard signs for all the Democrats, for Kamala Harris and for John Tester, every one of those yards that has a John Tester and Kamala Harris yard sign in their yard, they also have a Bidegary yard sign in their yard. So that tells you exactly whose side she is on. It's not your side. And yet another reminder to vote for, to support the Sons of Montana, Judge Dan Wilson out of the Flathead Valley and Corey Swanson, the Iraq War veteran and Broadwater County attorney. Tom, great to hear from you. Yeah, by the way, that forum, I did see that. I printed it up earlier this morning. 6:30 tomorrow night in Bozeman, the Gallatin County Bar Association is hosting this event. I believe all four of the Supreme Court candidates will be there. It is at the Gaines Hall. It is at Gaines Hall is where that is taking place. All right. So, Tom, thanks for the call. Let's see. Sean and Libby next up on the phone lines. Sean, what's going on?
Hey, good morning. Devastating news through Mark Levine yesterday and throughout the night, where George Soros is in the process of buying up 240 radio stations in the country, and the FCC commission is controlled by five commissioners, three Democrats and two Republicans. If this goes through, radio stations are going to be controlled as to what they can say and what they can do. This is we have to stop that.
Well, look, you know, what's interesting is I was actually messaging with somebody who works for one of these news organizations here in Montana. And I was just pointing out how absurd it is. And because, frankly, I feel bad for the good folks that work for some of these TV stations, because their product is just being embarrassed right now with their shameful political coverage that is so protester and so anti-Navy SEAL veteran Tim Sheehy. It's so obvious they claim to be doing news, but they are just in the tank doing left-wing commentary in this Senate race. And the point that this person with a news organization made is that, yeah, these young reporters are being forced to interview these biased sources, and then they're not being allowed to interview sources from the other side. I mean, they're quoting the Daily Montanan, which is a left-wing, dark money funded blog. It's a Democrat Party front group, fronting as a news organization, and these guys are being used in newspapers and used on TV stations as if they're actual news. It's a fake news liberal blog. And then they quote some radical left-wing liberal professor from MSU Billings. That's not news. That's propaganda.
So what can be done to stop George Soros from buying these radio stations besides the commissioners?
Get Tim Sheehy elected to the United States Senate. Get Donald Trump back in the White House and stop the Biden-Harris-Tester regime at the FCC from fast-tracking George Soros' purchase of 200 radio stations. For those who hadn't heard the news that Sean's talking about here, yeah, you heard a few months ago that George Soros is trying to purchase hundreds of radio stations across America. Thankfully, none in Montana yet, as far as we know. But now the FCC is trying to fast track that purchase for George Soros, just like John Tester is trying to fast track radical left wing judges on the bench before they potentially lose power. They're trying to fast track George Soros owning 200 radio stations before they potentially lose power as well. It's so obvious what they're doing.
I suggest, if you don't mind me making a suggestion.
Yeah, go for it.
I feel I'm a ham radio operator at Kilo Charlie 7, November Foxtrot Victor. And I think everybody should get a ham radio license. And if we lose our communications, at least we have ham radio. And the heck with the FCC.
I should do that one of these days. That'd be fun. That's why X and some of these social media platforms are so important. Because, yeah, they want to shut talk radio down because this is the old. Sean, where else could you have called in, and could you call the TV station and give your reaction to their news coverage earlier this morning? Did they let you call in and be featured on TV? Now, the newspaper, they'll sometimes let you do letters to the editor, you know, maybe if they print it, but they want to shut you down, which is why they want to shut talk radio down.
Well, sure. Late at night, I don't sleep well, so I listen to Sacramento. It comes in loud and clear, 555. And I listen to them and I noticed that the call screener, I brought up a subject as to why the VP, Harris, got selected. And when he says, well, that's speculative, and he shut me down. And he wouldn't let me get on the radio.
That was in Sacramento?
No, Sacramento. I'm sorry. I was Red Eye out of Texas.
Oh, okay. Oh, interesting. Yeah. And, you know, it's rare. I don't know if we've ever told somebody you can't be on the show because we just didn't like what you were going to say. Now, we might not let you blabber on for 10 minutes about something crazy, but you'll still get a chance to be heard. Hey, thanks for the call. Great to hear from you. Right on, John in Bozeman called in. He said, hey, what's the deal, Yellowstone Family Dental? What's this deal that they got going on right now? Well, let me tell not only him, but tell you as well. So Yellowstone Family Dental, these guys are incredible, incredible technology. If you're somebody who's got dentures and they drive you nuts, or if you're somebody who's got a lot of missing and failed teeth, these guys do dental implants that are incredible, incredible technology. I mean, if you go out for dinner and you don't want to eat a steak because you're afraid your dentures are going to fall out, these guys will get you dental implants that you will go out and order a steak dinner. They're that good. But they are offering a free service to a veteran. So we need you to nominate a veteran. If you're a veteran, or if you know somebody who's a veteran that's got a lot of teeth problems, go to MontanaDentalImplants.com and nominate a veteran today. Or if you're interested in their services, go to MontanaDentalImplants.com and inquire about their services for you.
When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger. For thousands of appetizing ingredients that inspire countless mouthwatering meals. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week, and up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with points. So you can get big flavors and big savings. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.
Man, it is going to be hard to top Tuesday's Montana Talks. What an incredible statewide show with Roundup Mayor Sandra Jones talking about the big pro-coal rally taking place in Roundup 4 to 6 p.m. Friday afternoon. And then the mission pilot for the SpaceX Polaris Dawn mission, Kid Petit, joined us. He talked about their training mission in the Bozeman area, their walk in space, and the landing, the splashdown. It was incredible. Montana Talks statewide, 9 to 10 right here.
When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger. For thousands of appetizing ingredients that inspire countless mouthwatering meals. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week and up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with points. So you can get big flavors and big savings. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.
We talked about their training in Montana. We talked about their space flight in the last 2 weeks. Polaris Dawn mission pilot Kid Petit on Montana Talks. Check out the full story, MontanaTalks.com.
Montana Talks with Aaron Flint. This is where Montana talks.
All right, great to have Garrett Ziegler now with us on the phone lines. Now, you guys know it's better to have a guest in studio But here's the deal. The event is later tonight. He rolls into town later today. So, hey, maybe he can join us in studio tomorrow. But I wanted to get him on now because if I waited until tomorrow to have him on the show, you'd be like, you know, our Billings area listeners would be like, Aaron, why didn't you tell us yesterday so we could have shown up at the event? But yeah, tonight in Billings, where did I put it here again? I had it right in front of me. Anyway, he's got the details. But yeah, coming up tonight, the Hunter Biden, well, not just, I said Hunter. It's the Biden laptop report presentation, because this really is about Joe. It's about the big guy. Anyway, the Biden laptop presentation taking place tonight in Billings, and Garrett Ziegler, with an outfit called Marco Polo, is giving this presentation. Garrett, great to have you on the show. And, hey, by the way, welcome to Montana later today.
Thank you, Aaron. I appreciate this opportunity. It's only my second time to the state, and I'm going to all 50. I did Minnesota on Monday. I was in Bismarck yesterday, and I'm driving all the way through to Washington and then flying up to Alaska. So I'm very excited. I'm very excited about the venue. It's going to be at the Art House. If I can judge a book by its cover, at least. I was browsing through Instagram. It's got a really nice theater style setup. It's completely free. The event tonight starts at 6:30. And again, I appreciate you giving me the opportunity to talk about this. We worked on this book for 2 years. We took the device apart. It's over 200 gigabytes. It's a thing that Hunter Biden forgot to pick up from a repair shop in Wilmington, Delaware. And he's suing us over it instead of owning up to the fact that, you know, he's human and forgot to pick up his laptop. He is suing us in the Central District of California. So we'll be talking about the litigation tonight, and also his sugar brother, the guy who's funding his lifestyle, is suing us, Kevin Morris. So we'll be talking about the book. We'll be talking about the litigation. And the Montana connections, you know, what I do is I go and find local connections in whichever state I'm in. For example, Max Baucus was very good friends with Joe, and he was the ambassador to China when Hunter set up his DHR investment fund there. So I try to tie in, you know, state and local things to where I'm going.
Yeah, and I think there's even more Montana connections than even just Max Baucus. But yeah, Baucus, he's the guy who sold us out to China, and he's cashing in on all these communist Chinese business dealings. I remember seeing some of the photographs of Hunter when he was in China doing some of these insane business deals, fleecing taxpayers and more. And Max Baucus was the guy there in on the handshake.
Totally. He was the point guy because he was the president's longtime colleague in the Senate. And there's another, now I never like to speak ill of the dead, but there's a recently deceased lawyer who was Max Baucus's close friend. I don't want to say best friend, but very close friend. He was an attorney named Milt Bitsopoulos.
Powerful attorney, on both sides of the aisle, frankly. Yeah,
He's in the Biden laptop, too. So Baucus is in the Biden laptop. And what I mean by that is very simple. They are in emails. So what everybody can do if they're wanting to know more about our group, it's a very small C3. But if you want to learn more about our group, they can go to BidenLaptopEmails.com before the event tonight. That is where all of the emails. So our big claim to fame is that we put all the emails online in a database where anybody can go read them and search them and download them.
So the biggest question, I listened to a great chat. You were on the Glenn Beck program with Glenn earlier this summer, and I listened to that conversation. And Glenn said, this book that you've compiled, he would put this in a time capsule, because one day when historians look back on the insanity going on in America these last 3.5 years, this will be one of those things that they should look at and be like, what in the world? How did the American people allow this to happen?
Well, I was very honored by his statement, and quite frankly, we've had two readers who do have a makeshift, you know, concrete time capsule in their backyard, put it in there. So his hypothetical is actually played out, and it's very simple. We, you know, if Don Jr., I'll try to comment through hypothetical. If Don Jr. were to forget to pick up his laptop, the Washington Compost would dedicate about $15 million and 15 reporters to it. It's that big of a story. put together this book for about $180,000, and it took us 18 months. We did it with six guys. And what we did was we took all of the contacts in Hunter's laptop. That's about 4,500 people, and we ran background checks on them through private investigator databases, and we lined up all the businesses they're involved with. And so this dossier is a complete explanation. If somebody is thinking about coming tonight and they know Hunter's a degenerate and Joe put his son out there to make money, but if they want to know the complete story, come pick up a book tonight. Or before you go, check out the e-reader. The book is online for free right now. All they have to do is go to BidenReport.com. All the genitalia is redacted, so you don't have to worry about, you know, happening upon that. But go to BidenReport.com and you'll see the book in its entirety.
Oh, that's great. Well, you know, a couple of years ago, I don't know if you're familiar with a gentleman by the name of Richard Miniter of Zenger News. He's author of a few bestsellers, but he described this Hunter Biden laptop for us when he was back here in Montana. I mean, and just, yeah, I'm kind of like you. It's like, man, I don't know if I'd want to see all of what's on there, because I wonder if you could almost get thrown behind bars just for looking at what Hunter Biden had on his laptop. But you've protected some of that stuff from view.
Yes, we are not. Our group is not in the business of distributing pornography. There is about 15 hours of the president's son's homemade pornographic videos. He was a sex addict. And we obviously don't put that in the report, but we do allude to it, and there are a couple of screenshots over which we put redactions. And remember, if Hunter were just the family's black sheep, that story is as old as the New Testament. But no, Joe said that this is the smartest man he knows. So anybody taking Joe at his word should be curious about the priorities, comportment, and habits of the smartest man the U.S. president knows. I mean, the U.S. president meets about, you know, 200 people a day. Everybody should be curious about the smartest man he knows. So we're, in a way, just taking Joe at his word and exploring the smartest man he knows.
Well, and you were right to emphasize with Glenn Beck that, look, this is about Joe Biden. This isn't about just old Hunter. This is about Joe Biden and the corrupt business dealings and more. Some people might say, let me just play a little devil's advocate here, Garrett, because I'm with you on why this is important to get this out there. But some would say, well, okay, look, Joe Biden's not the candidate anymore. He's on his way out. It doesn't matter anymore. Big deal. Move on. What would you tell folks who say, well, what does it matter now that Joe Biden's moving on anyway?
Two things. Number one, we are not a PAC. We're not a political action committee. We're a C3. And so the current status of Joe does not affect our work at all. In fact, Hunter, after his dad was gracefully cooed from the race, I think he thought that, oh, this little Marco Polo group would go away. But no, we by law cannot endorse a candidate. So our work continues. And now our work is focusing on the first steps of Joe's presidential library. We want to, if we can, you know, influence and put our book up against whatever hagiographies and biographies are going to be written about Joe, about how he was this honorable guy who, you know, stepped aside for the good of the country. Point number two is that Joe Biden was the one who selected the current running mate, and he thought she had the comportment, character, and abilities to lead the country. So even if you only care about the contemporary electoral reality, you should be interested in that, because he's the one who selected the current, and he's the one who, by the way, he basically cleared the race. They could have had a 3-week open primary, but when Joey wrote that letter and right after that put his support behind Kamala, that effectively crowned her the champion. So he's the one who selected this person. And, you know, I guess the third thing I'd say is most times the presidential libraries and the archives of a president don't get opened until 20 to 25 years after they leave office and after maybe even they died. The thing about the Biden laptop is it gives us that knowledge and that insight right now. It's the first time in American history where we can see inside the first family while they're in the White House.
Yeah, no, well said all around. And then, you know, I've got some other reactions that I want to give that I'll do after the break as well. But, hey, yeah, for those of you in the Billings area, 6:30 tonight at the Art House, Garrett Ziegler with Marco Polo, the Biden laptop report. Sounds like it's just going to be fascinating. Garrett, thanks for your time this morning. Thanks for being with us. And, yeah, if you're still in town, you're probably driving straight through, but if you're still around, you could join us in studio tomorrow as well.
Yes, I'd love that. Let's plan on it. And I forgot to mention the address. For anybody who doesn't know, it's a new entity. It's a newer entity. It's at 109 North 30th Street. 109 North 30th Street, Art House.
All right, downtown Billings area. All right, thanks, Garrett.
Your morning cup of Sean. This is the Sean Hannity Morning Minute.
We are watching a world on the verge of imploding. And I don't think we've been closer to World War III or the outbreak of a world war than we are right now. And I'm going to tell you something, why this is all happening. This is happening because Joe Biden and Kamala Harris have failed the entire world. Their weakness has allowed for these hostile regimes around the world to take over. They're the ones that allowed the Iranian mullahs to get rich again. And Harris and Biden, and hopefully if she's defeated, you know, this world is a more dangerous place than what they inherited.
The conservative underground meets later today on the Sean Hannity Show.
You know, we don't have to wait until November to start taking our country back. Now, we can fight right now with COIN. Now, that's the conservative's credit card. Now, you can find out a lot more about it. Go to COIGN.com right now. Now, instead of funneling millions and millions to the left like other credit cards, well, COIN advances conservative values, conservative causes, and charities. Now, imagine the satisfaction of earning cash back rewards while fighting the liberal agenda. Well, that is the power of COIN. COIN works everywhere the Visa is accepted. It comes with 100% U.S.-based customer service. It has consumer protections. It is a great-looking credit card you're going to take a lot of pride in using. Now, it's bright red with We the People on the front. Start shopping with America's conservative card. Apply now. COIGN.com. That's COIGN.com. And make sure you select my last name, Hannity, in the How Did You Hear About Us section. Terms apply. Just go to coin.com/disclosures for full details.
When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger. For thousands of appetizing ingredients that inspire countless mouthwatering meals. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week and up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with points. So you can get big flavors and big savings. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.
SheheVictory.com to donate. Paid for by Sheehy Victory Committee.
When I smoke weed, I get lost in the music. I like to isolate each instrument. The rhythmic bass, the harmonies on the piano, sticky melody.
Hey, careful, babe. There's someone crossing the street.
Sorry, I didn't see him there.
If you feel different, you drive different.
When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger. For thousands of appetizing ingredients that inspire countless mouthwatering meals. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week and up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with points. So you can get big flavors and big savings. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.
Sponsored by Pfizer. Brought to you from the Hot Spring Spas and Hot Tub Company, Friends Recommend Studio. This is where Montana talks. Montana Talks with Aaron Flint.
All right, yeah, since we were short on time leading into that break, I wanted to maximize Garrett Ziegler's time to talk about his Biden laptop report presentation. But just to add to what he had to say as to why this Biden laptop report matters, why this story still matters, to me, this is really why it matters, because this entire story, the Biden laptop, the Biden grift, the Biden family corruption, it's still in place. Kamala Harris, John Tester, they allowed him to remain as the president of the United States. I think the deal was cut. I think when they forced him to step out of the presidential race, I mean, obviously they had a whole bunch of blackmail on the guy. And Joe Biden gets to continue his beach vacations. Joe Biden gets to continue to call himself president. Jill Biden gets to continue to run cabinet meetings like John Jackson talked about yesterday on the show. They get to continue the grift. They get to continue the corruption. They believe they now get a pass for their continued grift and for their continued corruption. They get a pass for the destruction they've caused all across America in the last 3.5 years. And everybody can just move along and forget about it. And then, well, you know, a few weeks from now, a few months from now, Joe can then pardon Hunter Biden. But can he pardon himself? And so they want you ever. But to me, the other angle here is that this is an indictment of the corrupt media in America. This is an indictment of the Democrat Party in America. And it's also the indictment of some establishment Republicans in Washington, D.C. as well. And just straight up swampy stuff that's been going on. That's what this Biden laptop report also does. It's an indictment of the fake news media that told you, oh, that thing's not real. That's just conspiracy theories. I'm sitting here in Billings, Montana, interviewing the guy. This was two, three years ago now. I was interviewing the guy who helped find the Hunter Biden laptop, Richard Miniter. He's telling us what he saw on that laptop. But no, you even had local fake news media outlets. Oh, that's just a conspiracy theory. Look at what CNN says. Look at what the Washington Post says. Look what the New York Times says. Facebook won't even allow New York Post to post about this. Old Twitter, pre-Elon Musk, wouldn't even allow him to tweet about it. And then those of you that were tweeting about it got your tweets suppressed and everything. So this story and the reports like this is also another reminder, and it's another indictment of the fake news media in America. I mean, the fake news media in America right now, that 95% of their coverage has been positive about Kamala Harris and negative against Donald Trump. Just like 95% of the media coverage in Montana right now, as phony and fake as the national media is biasing their coverage toward Kamala, the fake news media in Montana is biasing their coverage towards John Tester. But I think you guys are seeing through it, which is why the more they pump out their fake news, the more you reject them. They want you to reject Navy SEAL veteran Tim Sheehy with all the fake news that they pump out. But they are making it so blatantly obvious that you, their viewers or their readers or their listeners, are pushing back and calling out their BS. And Tim Sheehy's poll numbers continue to climb. He continues to poll very well against old liberal Senator John Tester. And yet these fake news media folks at these TV stations and at most of these newspapers, they think if they just double down, throttle down, oh, let's do another fake news media story, fake hit piece against Tim Sheehy. They think that if they just do 3 or 4 more fake news hit pieces against Tim Sheehy, that'll finally work. But the more they make it obvious, the more you reject them and their fake news. Open phones for the full 9 o'clock hour.
When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger. For thousands of appetizing ingredients that inspire countless mouthwatering meals. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week, and up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with points. So you can get big flavors and big savings. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.